Wolfner News, Fall 2021. John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State. From My Perspective. Fall brings to mind the scent of newly sharpened pencils, new books, new friends, and new learning opportunities. Wolfner patrons are learning about the bookshelf mode on the player, as well as the joys of having access to the entire collection. Wolfner staff are learning about new ways to reach out, host book clubs, and provide training. In this issue, youth patrons and their parents will learn about resources and services available to students. Wolfner is also trying out some new book clubs, programs, and workshops. The recording studio team has been working tirelessly to provide audio recordings of books. These books include the Missouri Association of School Libraries Award nominees, as well as the Missouri Constitution. Enjoy the sounds and smells of fall while enjoying a great book. From your perspective.
When I initially volunteered at Wolfner, it was a way for me to relax and de-stress from a high-intensity career.
As time passed, my thoughts gradually turned outward, recognizing the many people, young and old, who benefit from the wonderful service you provide.
My mother instilled a love for reading all types of books,
so I'm very grateful for the opportunity I had to help others access, explore, and experience this wonderful world of books. Keep up the great work, and please let the other volunteers know how much I enjoyed working with them. I wish them well. A kinder, more amazing team of people can't be found. With sincere gratitude and warmest thanks, Kathy Hunt. Sharon wrote, "Really like the new system of getting the whole series at once. Great idea to who thought of it." Gail wrote, "The books you send me have kept me going through a terrible year. Decreasing vision, COVID isolation, death of friends and my partner of 35 years. I have had books as my favorite activity, pastime, and escape for 80 years. And the large print novels you provide are pretty much my whole life. Thank you." Christine wrote, "Thank you so much for the gift of literacy and hours of enjoyment this device provided my mother. She was so independent and resistant to using it in the beginning, but found it was such a valuable tool for her every single day."
Tales and Tales Summer Program brings new records for Wolfner Library. In 2021, Wolfner Library kicked our summer reading program up 3 notches. First, we provided our first annual adult summer reading program. Then, the youth had 9 Zoom programs, 1 for each week of the program. And to top it all off, we had our first successful summer reading program via Wolfner Library's new Beanstack platform. We are already planning for next year's Oceans of Possibilities. So get your scuba gear ready, because 2022 is going to make a splash. Get crafty with Wolfie. We are excited to announce a new program for our youth patrons starting this fall called Wolfie's Mail and Makes. This craft program is for those who are developmentally 3 years of age and up. Each craft will have a video available online and large print instructions included in the mailing. Registration is available through Beanstack at https://wolfpac.beanstack.org/, or by contacting the library via email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or calling 800-392-2614. This program is only available for Wolfner Library's youth patrons. Is Wolfner Library on your back-to-school list? Whether you are looking for a classic or the latest Mark Twain Award nominee, Wolfner Library has you covered for this school year. Though Wolfner Library does not provide textbooks, we do provide access to audio, braille, and large print books. Speaking of the latest Mark Twain Award nominees, Wolfner Library is excited to announce that all of the 2021-2022 Missouri Association of School Libraries, MASL, Readers Awards nominees are available to download or to borrow from Wolfner Library. You can find the list at
forward slash capital C capital M capital S capital I M A G E S forward slash capital W O L F N E R forward slash capital W O L F N E R forward slash capital M capital A capital S capital L hyphen capital A capital W capital A capital R capital D hyphen capital N capital O capital M capital I capital N capital E capital S hyphen 2021 hyphen 2022 dot PDF.
Attention parents, make sure to ask your child's teacher to fill out the student listing form for this school year in order to get Wolfner Library services at school. The form is available online at hyphen capital A capital M capital I capital N capital E capital S hyphen 2021 hyphen 2022 dot PDF. Attention parents, make sure to ask your child's teacher to fill out the student listing form for this school year in order to get Wolfner Library services at school. The form is available online at htttp full colon forward slash s dot a l c h e m e r dot c o m forward slash s 3 forward slash capital w o l f n e r hyphen capital l i b r a r y hyphen capital s t u d e n t hyphen capital l i s t i n g hyphen capital F O R M.
Free accessible ebook resource for students.
If you are both a Wolfner Library patron and a student, elementary, secondary, or higher education, you are eligible for free online access to a large collection of ebooks, audiobooks, and web braille through Bookshare. You can learn more about Bookshare by visiting their website, https://www.bookshare.org/cms/. Or contacting Wolfner at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or 800-392-2614. New certifiers for reading disabilities. Thanks to a recent change in federal legislation, Wolfner Library and other regional libraries of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled can now accept applications from those with reading disabilities certified by reading specialists, educators, school psychologists, and more. To learn more about who qualifies and who can certify an application for services, visit https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/EMEL
LIGIBILITY-FOR-NLS-SERVICES/. Programming and Book Clubs. Book Club Selections. October. October 7th at 11 a.m. Heartthrobs and Heroines. Dark Carousel by Christine Fian. DB 102220. October 12th at 7 p.m. Evenings with Wolfner. Home Before Dark by Riley Sager. DB 099512. October 14th at 2 p.m. Novel Reads. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling. DB 092229. October 21st at 2 p.m. Good Books. Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. DB 050233. October 26th at 7 p.m. After Hours. The End of Temperance Dare by Wendy Webb. DBC 16558. October 28th at 2 p.m. Big Ideas. Medusa's Gaze and Vampire's Bite. The Science of Monsters by Matt Kaplan. DB 075865. November. November 5th at 11 a.m. Heartthrobs and Heroines. Comanche Moon by Katherine Anderson. DB 091729. November 9th at 7 p.m. Evenings with Wolfner. Deep Storm by Lincoln Child. DB 063123. November 18th at 2 p.m. Novel Reads. Miss Julie Speaks Her Mind by Anne B. Ross. DB 049141. November 23rd at 7 p.m. After Hours. Here and Now and Then by Mike Chen. DB 094253. Workshops. October. Email Basics. October 19th at 7 p.m. This workshop will go over the basics of how to set up and use an email account. New from the recording studio. Adult books. Catfish, Fiddles, Mules, and More. Missouri's State Symbols by John C. Fisher. DBC 19418. Find out about each of Missouri's state symbols. Missouri's Haunted Route 66. Ghosts Along the Mother Road by Janice Tremier. DBC 19451. Follow the author as she takes a detour down Zombie Road, peers into the matter of the Joplin Spooklight, and stays overnight in Missouri's most haunted locations. Missouri Innovators by Paul W. Bass. DBC 16411. Short biographies of Missourians who have made significant contributions to entertainment, the arts, business, politics, sports, etc. News from the Volcano by Gladys Swan. DBC 19449. 5 short stories about people who are missing something in their lives and are searching for that unnamed something. Contains strong language. Slaying in South St. Louis. Justice Denied for Nancy Zanone by Vicki Berger Irwin and Brian Irwin. DBC 19407. A look into the murder of Nancy Zanone by 15-year-old Joseph Arbiter and how her family fought for justice and changed how juvenile murderers are tried in Missouri. Youth Books, Camp Valor by Scott McEwen and Hoff Williams, DBC 16421. 14-year-old Wyatt avoids a prison sentence by agreeing to spend 3 months in a secret government training camp for teenage agents. Gateway Award nominee, 2020 to 2021. Deadly Drive by David Patnode, DBC 16332. 14-year-old Casey has two goals: to be an excellent basketball player like her mother, and to find the hit-and-run driver who injured her and killed her mother 9 years ago. Mark Twain Book Award nominee, 2007 to 2008. Dry by Neil Schusterman and Jared Schusterman, DBC 16422. A California drought becomes a catastrophe, turning Alyssa's quiet suburban street into a war zone. Gateway Award nominee, 2020 to 2021. The Haunting of Swain's Fancy by Brenda Seabrook, DBC 16326. 11-year-old Taylor spends the summer trying to solve the mystery of ghosts who haunt a historic house. Mark Twain Book Award nominee, 2005 to 2006. Imposters by Scott Westerfield, DBC 16428. In a chaotic world, Frey and Raffi are twin sisters, but few people know of Frey's existence because she has been raised to be her sister's body double and bodyguard. Truman Award nominee, 2020 to 2021. Contains some violence. Keisha's House by Helen Frost, DBC 16322. Seven teens facing issues such as pregnancy, closeted homosexuality, and abuse describe why they left home and where they found home again. Gateway Book Award nominee, 2005 to 2006. Letting Go of Bobby James by Valerie Hobbs, DBC 16363. After being left by her husband at a gas station in Florida, 16-year-old Sally Jo Walker makes some difficult decisions and a better life for herself. On Shaky Ground, The New Madrid Earthquakes of 1811 to 1812 by Norma Hayes Bagnall, DBC 16278. An in-depth look at the severe earthquake that changed the course of the Mississippi River, destroyed timberlands, drained swamps, and formed lakes. Juvenile Books, The Donkey Egg by Janet Stevens and Susan Stevens Crummell, DBC 19459. After fast-talking fox leaves him with a large green egg, Bear spends weeks lovingly caring for it with the help of his neighbor Hare. Show Me Award nominee, 2021 to 2022. Hey Dog by Tony Johnston, DBC 19462. A boy cares for, feeds, and helps an abused stray dog learn how to trust humans again. Show Me Award nominee, 2021 to 2022. Mascot by Anthony John, DBC 16445. St. Louis native Noah Savino's Little League career ends when he finds himself living life without the use of his legs. Truman Award nominee, 2020 to 2021. A Simple Gift by Nancy Ruth Patterson, DBC 19456. A small-town community theater production based on one of her mother's books brings Carrie a glimpse of her mother's past and a new understanding of giving to others. Show Me Famous Missourians by Alice Anna Reese, Amy Ann Heinrich Leonard, and the State Historical Society of Missouri, DBC 19427. 20
mini biographies of famous Missourians filled with childhood stories foreshadowing the people they will become. Who Was Walt Disney? By Whitney Stewart, DBC 19439. Highlights the life and accomplishments of renowned cartoonist Walt Disney. The Missouri Constitution is now available in audio format. August 10, 2021, marked the 200th anniversary of Missouri's entry into the United States. To commemorate this special day, the Wolfner Library released its recently completed audio recording of the Constitution of the State of Missouri, DBC 19464, the first in the state's history. For over 3 months, Wolfner volunteers, including narrator Keith Kruger, who practiced law for over 35 years, and reviewer Paul Otto, a former Assistant Attorney General for Missouri, worked countless hours in the recording studio preparing the 13-hour audiobook for its bicentennial release. As with all Wolfner audio recordings, the Constitution of the State of Missouri is digitally marked with navigation points, allowing quicker access to amendments, articles, and other key sections of the document. Upcoming holidays. Just a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays: September 6th, Labor Day; October 11th, Columbus Day; November 11th, Veterans Day; November 25th, Thanksgiving Day. Wolfner staff listing: Leslie Bowman, Director; Lisa Hellman, Youth Services Librarian; Selena Morgan, Adult Services Librarian; Lori Brown, Reader Services Manager; Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor; Lisa Kincaid, Reader Advisor; Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor; Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor; Randy Wright, Production and Special Projects Manager; Brandon Lammers, Tech 4; Chris Cowan, Tech 2; Veranda Winters, Circulation Manager; Stacy Jo Butler, Circulation Tech 4; Michelle Bain, Circulation; Don Branch, Circulation; Emma Dicely, Circulation; Tim Emmel, Circulation; Cheryl Schreiman, Circulation; Justin Stoffer, Circulation. Wolfner News is also available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, wolfnews.wolfner/wolfner/wolfnews/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://wolfnersonlinecatalog.https://wolfpac.sos.mo.gov/mo1aopac/. End of Wolfner News, Fall 2021. Read by Leslie Bowman in Wolfner Library Studio. Monitored by Brandon Lammers. Reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited.